Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about best practices and training and a teachable moment that should be analyzed and should be used to alter what is an incredibly common practice. It shows why it's not a good idea, despite it being conventional wisdom and an incredibly common practice for a really long time. And we are going to talk about a situation that involves, well, it involves law enforcement and the situation getting a little nutty. Okay, so this is what occurred according to best reporting available. The deputy has made contact with a suspect, detains the suspect, searches the suspect, cuffs the suspect, puts the suspect in the back of their patrol car, then goes to get some more information or get a form, something like that. Coming back, the deputy hears a noise and feels an impact, their chest. Pulls the radio, screams, "I'm hit," drops to the ground, pulls their weapon, and mag dumps into the patrol car. Another deputy, seeing what's going on, also mag dumps into the patrol car. A mag dump is firing every round in the magazine in quick succession. Okay, so what happened? Well, the deputy was not hit. The current theory is that an acorn hit the deputy. An acorn, a nut, fell from a tree and hit the deputy. And that prompted two deputies to mag dump into a patrol car at a handcuffed, unarmed suspect. Now, the good news is that mag dumps are notoriously inaccurate. Despite two magazines being emptied into the vehicle, the suspect was not hit. Now, that doesn't actually make it okay. I am sure the suspect is going to sue and win. That was probably a very terrifying experience, even though they weren't physically injured. Okay, so what did the review determine? The review determined that this was inappropriate force, obviously, that it wasn't an objectively good thing for the first deputy, the deputy who first opened fire, and that deputy resigned. The other one, well, that was okay. Why? Because it is incredibly common practice. Cops are trained that if they roll up and they see an officer firing, that they should fire at the same thing. This should be an indication that this is bad training. If you can't see the threat, you probably shouldn't be firing at it. There are obvious exceptions. If you are laying down suppressive fire, or there is, you have seen the threat, but the threat has dropped behind concealment or something like that. But if you never saw the threat, you shouldn't fire simply because somebody else is. And in an investigation where nobody was hit, yeah, I mean, you'd probably be cleared. But my question is this, and this is the question that any cop watching this should probably ask themselves and then go talk to the training officer about. If this situation had gone differently and the suspect had been hit and the suspect did not have a good outcome at the hospital, when the feds showed up to investigate the person who was handcuffed, unarmed, and in the back of a patrol car who was killed, do you think they would just indict the first cop? this is really bad training. This practice, I know it's been around for a long time. It's not smart. It is not smart for a whole bunch of reasons. This is an extreme situation that proves the point. But understand, if you're simply firing in the direction that the other cop is firing in, you don't know what else is over there. That cop could have a good bead on something. Like, you know, maybe they can shoot past the trash can that you try to shoot through that the toddler's hiding behind. It is a horrible practice. This should be a teaching tool to demonstrate that. It's one of those things that absolutely, it will save lives. There's no doubt. If this policy is changed, if this practice is changed, and you actually have to put eyes on the target, which seems like, I mean, it should go without saying in most situations, it will save lives. I'm just saying that out of self-interest, because most times people are motivated by self-interest, if it doesn't change, you could end up in jail. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.